Okay, Shelby, do you want to record a podcast?
Yes. Oh my God.
Are you sure? I mean, I don't want to talk you into
Yes.
it
Oh
if
my
you.
God.
So this is Super Laties Defenders Special number 2, where we talk
Yes.
about episodes 2 and 3. So this will be full spoilers for the Defenders episodes 2 and 3.
Yeah, and we may fuck up and like spoil something.
We might
You know.
accidentally spoil 4. So if you've only watched like through 3 and you're like desperately looking, we're gonna try really hard
Yes.
to
We're
only
gonna
talk
try
about
really
2 and 3.
But when you've watched all the episodes like multiple times like I have now, it might get confusing. So I'm gonna try to like follow my notes a little bit and not spoil it, you know. Not
Okay.
mess it up too bad. But hey, hopefully if you haven't watched it all by now, like what the fuck are you doing? Sorry.
Don't spoil the people, Shelby.
No.
There's
Thank
still people behind the scenes of the MCU Exchange. I use this on the MCU Exchange podcast. There's a guy there that was on a cruise, or was it with you the other day?
Oh, yes, that's what you said. That's
He's
right.
on a
Okay,
cruise.
you're right.
He's gotten back. He was
Spoilers.
on like episode 4, so he doesn't listen to us anyways, but if he did,
Yeah,
we wouldn't want to spoil him.
No, it goes against everything in my like being. I don't want to spoil people unless it's on Tumblr, and then I'll
Yeah,
spoil people.
Tumblr is just spoilers for all. Evidently, there's
Okay, so
ways that the
let's.
children know to block out spoilers and stuff on Tumblr, like they know what they're doing, but
Okay. Oh, that's cool.
yeah,
Okay.
I'm too old
I don't.
to know it.
I don't feel so bad about posting bleep, 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 bleep
Well, as
on
long
there
as you
then.
use the right tags, which you don't.
I just. Well, what I don't know what the right tags are.
I don't either. I just do like defender spoilers and the defender
I mean, I thought
spoilers
the
and then
tag.
spoilers and then because people have
Yeah, that's
things.
all I know how to do is spoiler and.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Get
Anyways.
over it. It's the internet. Don't get on Tumblr.
So, episodes 2 and 3, we
Yeah,
finally have defenders. So, I'm just going to catch you up on where they start and where they end.
Yeah,
Okay.
just yeah. Let's just do that. Let's do. We know how three ends. We know where they end up.
Well,
So
in
how
2
do they begin?
begins, there was like the earthquake.
And we
And,
begin in
you know, Matt
Matt
goes and beats
part.
the crap out of somebody in, like, his business suit. And it
Oh my God!
ends.
Wasn't that the greatest?
It was. It was
So
pretty
good.
dang
It was
awesome.
so awesome because he's, you know, you can like, oh, I don't want to, I don't want to, but oh my God, I have to, but I don't want to, but oh my God, okay, fuck it, I'm going, I'm doing it. I'm gonna go fuck people up in my business suit.
Like that first episode, I was like, why do they even need Chris Brewster? Matt doesn't do anything. But in the second episode, Brewski,
Oh my God.
the stunt double for Daredevil, he actually had some things to do.
Yeah, they got, yeah, they're like, we gotta get him busy. He can't
Yeah.
just sit around and
Yeah.
like, while Matt Murdock's being Matt Murdock. No.
Like after
But
seeing
we're
that
gonna
first
find a way.
episode, I kind of wanted to send Chris a note and be like, dude, like did you even have any work to do on Defenders? Like
Know, we can't have him just doing attorney shit and like, you know, opening up. And, yeah. Oh, we haven't got to that part yet. I was gonna say staring longingly at the like Daredevil costume, which happens later on in this episode.
okay, so it does happen. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And just the end point of all of this is that all of the defenders come together in a hallway.
Yeah.
So that it
In a
moved.
hallway at the end.
Yeah. So
Yeah, so
that's
yeah,
redoing
so we yeah, to
everything.
me that was in between.
Yeah.
In between that. That's cool. Okay, now you've set me up, so maybe I can like follow my notes now and like back to Matt in the alleyway, and then when he comes back to his apartment, you know, just breathless and like bloody and like trying to scrub the blood off his hands and like, oh my God, what did I do? And then when he decides to like, I'm gonna go and like open the trunk and like hover over the Daredevil costume. It's
Yes.
like the greatest. It's like the greatest ev thing ever. And it's this moment where he's saved by Foggy. Foggy. Foggy.
He's like, they're thinking of daredeviling, and Foggy saves him.
Foggy!
So,
Foggy!
But seriously, like, going out without the costume, that was really stupid.
What was really stupid? Going out without the costume, or...
Yeah, going out without his costume.
Oh, yeah, that was so reckless. That's so reckless. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know that's one that's been really excited through all of this for Matt Murdock to be the worst kept secret ever. But, I mean, I was really shocked. And when the guy was who are you? I was like, oh my God, like, he's so caught.
Yeah. And he just sort of like throws up his hands and like, I guess that's just though in that, what do you do in that moment? Like, what, you're trying not to be Daredevil, but at the same time, you feel like people need your, I don't know. Like, is it a selfish thing that he has this need to do it? Is it an unselfish thing? Like, oh my God, I need to help these people. I mean, this is great. I just love how, like, and he's trying to, like, bandage himself up. He's like, rawr! Bandage, like, smash.
Yeah, but, like, what bandage was he going to do? He just, like, had raw knuckles. Like, I don't even understand what
he was going to do. He was probably going to, like, just doctor up his knuckles with, like, a little, like, you know, like a little, you know, probably wasn't going to, you know, just, like, some alcohol, like a little swabby thing. You know, like, he was, you know, when he was, like, baby and Claire, with the little alcohol swabs? That's what I figured he was about to do. We'll never know because he lost his little medical kit in the earthquake, like, ramshackled apartment.
Right?
So.
Time they go to his apartment, there's, like, another broken coffee mug. To the point that I'm starting to think that his ceiling was nothing but coffee mugs hanging from partial little, like, little flimsy clips that, like, the slightest little movement makes the coffee mug fall from the ceiling. And it just, like, his house is full of shattered coffee mugs now.
Oh God, that poor apartment. It's been through so much shit.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Which he did look like that he was even being the best like housekeeper anyways before the earthquake, and then the earthquake just, you know.
I mean, you would think if he wasn't daredeviling that he might just like develop, you know, entertain himself by cleaning or you know, just sort of, like, keep yourself going, keep yourself doing something. Like, a lot of people turn to cleaning when they're stressed or whatever.
Maybe there's just been confessing a lot.
Oh, that's right.
And maybe meditating? Maybe, you know? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe he got some other hobby. I don't know. So do we want to go on into, since Foggy saved him, should we just go on into to Foggy?
Yeah. And they ended up
to Josie's. Oh my God. Didn't your heart explode?
It did. And I wanted Josie was all like bantering with Foggy, but she didn't say anything about how frequently Matt ends up there.
Maybe that's where Matt spends all his free time.
Yeah.
Is at Josie's.
And like,
to the point where she's like, get the fuck out of here, Murdock.
Yeah. She's just like, you're here, but, you know, I really wish Foggy would come by.
Yeah, and we find out that, like, Fog, you know, well, not find out because we know, but we find out that this is the first time that they've talked in, like, months, I guess. You know?
Well, I mean, I got the feeling that they had talked in months. I got the feeling that maybe.
Well, I mean, I don't.
It was the first time they'd gone to Josie's.
Well, they said it's been months, so. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they've talked since Daredevil season two. You know, since that ended, but you know, like he's like, I'm glad you reached out or something like that. Yeah. So, it had been a while.
Yeah.
You know,
I just
to the point where Foggy's
like, you know, they only just like, you know, they had been seeing and talking and all that, and he was just glad that this time Foggy had reached out, just like that day.
No, I didn't get that at all because Foggy explained, you know, talked about his office and what he was doing, like they hadn't even,
I guess that's
talked
true.
About.
You
and know,
I, really
I know
hated
we wanted
that Foggy had to explicitly go on and say that he sees Marcy naked. Like, we got it, Foggy. You didn't need to go one step further.
Right. I think he's trying to lighten the mood. you know, and like go, let's don't shift the conversation to Daredevil in any kind of way.
Right.
Let's talk about boobies. Boobies.
No Daredevil, just boobies.
But so. Of course, Foggy notices Matt's busted up knuckles. Because of course.
And I like that Matt was just stop. Like, we are not even discussing this. No. The end. Bye.
Yeah, grab his coat. Yeah. I'm out of this, you know. And Foggy's like, hold the fuck up. Wait. Stop. Here's some shit for you to do. Here's something that'll keep your eyeballs, you know, keep you up to your eyeballs in work. And which is cool, because I think that's one of the things that you had mentioned was probably how this was all going to happen as far as Matt being Jessica's lawyer. I think that was one of the things that you thought would happen. Would it be through Foggy?
Did I say
so,
that? I'm so smart.
I think you did.
Yeah.
So he gives him, you know, gives Matt a stack of cases, and he's like, you know, this isn't a solution, but hey,
right.
At least we tried.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, Foggy's trying. He's trying. And again, I didn't see it so much of fuck Daredevil again. It's just trying and like wanting to be there for Matt. Oh,
it's so sweet.
It's so sweet. And, you know, then later on, when Hogarth tells Foggy to keep an eye out, you know, for Jessica, that's, you know, how it leads into, of course, Matt. Because can't you imagine that phone call?
Right.
I want to
see that phone call.
Yeah, or here's this file on Jessica Jones. And then Matt's like, oh, shit, superpowered individual, vigilante. Okay, yep, this is my jam. I'm all in.
I see it more as, like, Foggy probably had a really good case. And he found out that Jessica was arrested, and he was like, motherfucker, like, I do not want to have to go take care of this vigilante. And he just like calls Matt up and is like, hey, I've got a really good case. You need to head down to the precinct right now. That's how I think it happened.
Yeah, but but if he knows Jessica's a vigilante, would he think that would be the best move?
Right.
To like,
yeah.
Send Matt to I don't know. I don't know what Foggy. I don't know. Poor Foggy. He's just in the middle of it. He's just in the middle of it. Everywhere he turns, he's kind of.
I'm so proud of Foggy for his delegation skills. I really admire that in somebody. Just really delegating to the right person.
Yeah, here's all this shit I can't do. So Jessica, we find out, is the one who called in the explosives in the apartment. And she gets to meet up with Misty Knight, Misty and Jessica in the apartment.
Yep.
Talking about her foul mouth. And what else? Let's see. Oh, yeah. Jessica's saying things like, can I go now, dipshit? Stupid son of a bitch. Yeah. But I did wonder, like, what? I have missed this every single time that I've rewatched it. What did she take from the crime scene? I know it's what led her to go look for the little, the stuff in the clerk's office, the like the transfer of companies. What did she?
I don't remember. I really don't. Maybe it was just a business card or something. But I really
don't.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I never caught what it was. I don't know.
Yeah.
She just went and stuck around with county clerks, blah, blah, blah. Things are really old. That was where, like part of my review, like episodes 2 and 3, I feel like they're just like, oh, by the way, this thing we're going up against is really old.
It goes back to
1920s. Sigourney's character was in Constantinople or Istanbul.
Yeah, at the beginning of like, yeah, that's 3. And in 2, we find out that she pretty much knew Brahms and Beethoven is what I picked up on that.
Yeah. Like, she hung out with the composers.
Yes. Maybe even was involved in a threesome with Brahms and Beethoven.
She might be the reason they wrote what they did.
Yeah, 1820 is what I wrote down.
Yeah.
And then she runs into Jerry, who tells her to, like, look, watch your back. Homeland Security's in on this shit and all this good stuff.
And like, Jerry just seems to be lurking everywhere.
Love you.
She's catching Foggy on the street. She's catching Jessica in the clerk's office.
Jerry, I really wish we had gotten at least one little snippet, one little something, a phone call, anything with Jerry and Danny, just for a little bit, for her to like keep his little ass on track, you know?
Yeah.
But she pays Jerry Hogarth, of course, no mind whatsoever, because she feels like Jerry's just looking out for herself anyways, not really looking out for her, and goes back to her apartment where the architect is holding Malcolm hostage.
Yeah. I've seen it.
Yeah, and yeah. Yeah. And then Electra, who shows up?
Electra. Oh, that's right. I forgot that Electra broke in, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Electra shows up just in time for the.
Even, yeah, I guess she was sent there by Alexandra.
To track. I guess they were tracking Raymond, right? I mean,
yes, yes.
Sure, I guess.
And then he kills himself.
I guess that's what
that
she was there for, because he. Yeah, he kills himself, and that, and yeah, she's like bye, and she like flitters down the stairs like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon style or something. And yeah, and that's when she gets arrested. Oh my god, Jessica gets arrested.
Was that
okay,
response really
so Danny,
appropriate? Was that response really how you felt about Jessica being arrested?
Jessica being arrested. Well, you know it at least too. Jessica being arrested leads to more good things.
So how did you feel about the fact that you already knew that her being arrested meant that that was how she was going to meet Matt?
There's a lot of things they revealed in the trailer.
There's a lot. Like, in going back and reviewing, I was like, you know, I feel like a lot of these really cool moments, I've already seen them. So,
do you I was losing you. I didn't really hear what you said. Yeah, I lost you a little bit.
I feel like a lot of these really cool moments were already given to us in the trailers. So yeah. I was wondering if you sort of felt the same way, if like some of it was lost, that we saw too much.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I mean, I won't know now because I've seen them. So
yeah.
Like, I didn't think anything about like Jessica being arrested or Danny punching Luke in the face, or knowing that Electra was there.
Yeah.
You know, some people have been like, you know, if they had kept Electra, like, even a bigger secret. No, I didn't know.
Okay. No.
But I can see where it would, I mean, it probably would have had more impact. But I think we maybe would have figured out. No, I don't know. What would they have shown in the trailer then, though?
I don't know. You had to have the Matt Murdock, Jessica Jones moment in the trailer, but.
But I was thinking today on the way home, like they ended up with what, 4 trailers by the time this was over? There was 4.
I don't know.
Yeah, there was 4 trailers that were like 2.5 minutes long or something like that. So
yeah,
maybe we're getting a little too trailer happy in this world, in this life.
Well, and like following their feed, I mean, if you're following the Defenders feed on Twitter and you haven't watched the show, they're giving away everything.
Yeah.
That's a little off topic. So what was Danny doing
through
all of this? What were Danny and Luke?
Danny and Colleen were, of course,
Danny was pissing me off.
Well, why did Danny piss you off? I want to hear this. Like, why was,
so
what was
Danny and Colleen, they're like having their pillow talk there in the dojo, and they're like, if only we knew anybody else that had fought the hand. And I'm like, dude, Claire Temple spent most of Iron Fist Season 1 going, yeah, I have this friend that fought the hand. And, like, later I've explained it away to myself as, you know, when I watched Iron Fist, I was like, you know, you would almost think Matt was dead the way Claire talked about him. Because she was always just like, I had this friend, he was in this big fight with the hand, the end. Like, she never said, you know, let me introduce to him.
Yeah.
Like that. So, like, the way she talked about him, it would make sense for Colleen and Danny to like think he was dead, But on the other hand, like, Colleen just being there, being like, oh my god, if only we knew somebody else that knew anything about the hand. And it's like...
Well, she was going, she was like, maybe we have allies.
Yeah.
That was one of the lines I was like, really? I think you do. I think you have allies.
Yeah. Like, maybe you can find somebody. This is totally possible.
But I do get it. I mean, everybody's now trying to have, like, you know, a normal life, whatever.
I mean, it was necessary because it took them to
Danny and Colleen do this. Well, Danny and Colleen do this back and forth a lot where Colleen really just wants it to be her and Danny. And then it's, we may have allies. And then they do that a lot. But yeah, they go to the sword place, which was a weird tie-in, but whatever. And I kept thinking she was, it says, what I mean, I wrote it down. Scumato is how she says it. Okay. And I kept thinking she was saying, like, camel toe.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's scumato, okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they go to the cool little, like, sword maker's, like, place, which in the midst of all this, we see Alexandra in the, because this only ties back in because Alexandra has Stick.
Yeah.
Handcuffed. To a pole. Okay. And it ends up that Stick is part of where he was there. Because Colleen's like, they drug somebody off.
You know, I never
Yes. Well, it took me, I mean, I'm on like.
I never caught that.
Five times.
Stick was dragged.
Well, when you're watching it, sometimes you don't even think and you're like, I did not even think of like, how the fuck did they get Stick? Like, it didn't bother me the first time I watched it. Like, I didn't care.
Yeah.
But then I was like, where the fuck did they capture Stick? That was his headquarters. Or the Chase headquarters. Huh. Is this little sword place. And they killed everybody and drug him off. That's who had been drugged was Stick. And then they've got the little poster of like, come on up. That's so cute.
And then they decide to get rid of the bodies by spraying acid on them, which.
That was so weird.
Like, we're just going to spray these bodies with acid. And, like, I didn't get any of that. It made no sense.
I mean, were they doing it to, like, just leave them there and disfigure them? Do they... I mean, wouldn't it have been easier just to, like, load them up and...
I guess the hands cleaning crew is nowhere near as good as the Chase cleaning crew. Because when the Chase came in and cleaned up Matt's apartment, they were efficient and good.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this was some next, like, bootleg level.
Yeah, yeah. This we're just going to get teenagers from Harlem to clean up, and they don't really love their job. They're just doing it because they fear for their mom.
White hat. Yeah, that's when we learned. White hat.
Yeah. So in the meantime, Luke is chasing people down, and he finds that the kids are hanging out. We can't spend 3 hours recapping this, Shelby. I got to sleep at some point.
No, I'm trying to. Yeah, because, that's when he had hurt. Yeah, he's following them.
He had followed all around.
I had even wrote, like, acid with a question mark. And Luke and Danny meet and have, the greatest fight on Earth.
It really was. I loved that fight. Watching that fight, Danny, I was like, oh, this is a kid that fought a dragon. Because, like, he just kept punching Luke, and he wasn't getting anywhere. And he would just, like, come back and recalculate and be like, what if I punch you this way? What if I punch you this way?
Yeah, it was, regroup, flip-flop, and bounce off him, and regroup, and bounce off of him.
Yeah, and you're like...
And Luke going, like, stay down.
Yeah. Poor Luke.
Because Luke has to stop him because he thinks he's just going to kill the kid. Back to Alexandra for a second, too, because this is Madame Gao goes to her when she's, like, in her little Brahms, like, musical thing and tells her that they found a wall. Like, they can't get through because there's some wall with, like, Kunlun shit on it. And
I thought it was
That's when Alexandra, like, what?
Oh.
What was interesting?
Well, what I liked about this scene, because, like, in the first time we saw Alexandra and Gao in the first episode, I kind of felt like Alexandra was going to Gao and asking her, and it was, you know, at that time, I was like, well, is it just, like, a human woman going to Gao for the hand to do stuff? And this time, like, Gao was there, and it was like Alexandra was the teacher. Like, no.
Yeah.
We need a key.
He's the key. He's the key. Iron Fist is the key to this door.
Yeah, and she was like, so now Alexandra's doing the fortune cookie bullshit. It was, like, her educating Gao. And to me, that was a real sign of, like, their roles changing.
Who do you think's older? Who do you think's older? Like, so, Gao or...
I've seen that decision, that conversation going around.
Oh, really?
I don't remember where. Huh. I've been seeing so much. But, you know, are they... Do some of them age and some of them not? Or are they just the age that they left Kun Lun? Are they the age that they, you know, have some of them died more times? And therefore, Gao looks really old, but Alexandra doesn't. Like,
yeah, so yeah. Because didn't Gao like say something in Iron Fist, like she'd been around since like the 17th century and stuff? So,
well, I know Stephanie Maslansky, the costuming director, said something about so Gao was supposed to be from when you see the little Chinese toys or Chinese statues. I guess Ming Dynasty is what I'm saying, but I might be completely wrong about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that she is intentionally dressed to look like those Chinese figurines.
Okay.
Because she is from that time period. And she said that a while ago. She said that, like, maybe after Daredevil Season 2. Maybe Iron Fist. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that Gao is supposed to be that age. Now, I have no idea when the Ming Dynasty and all of that was, but...
Yeah. She's ancient. Yeah. She's old as shit.
She's ancient.
So, that's when we get Misty talking to Jessica, and Jessica Jones, stop talking!
And then they're BFFs forever.
Then they're BFFs, and, like...
And they go get
she's
ice cream
having
Sundays,
none of it. It's so.
And they have skips.
And though. That's the end.
Yeah.
The end. And she's. Yeah. And she's, the other. Yeah. Yeah. That's. It's. No. She's having none of it. She's having none of it. Absolutely.
So in episode 3, zero. They don't teach each other to knit.
Like, no. Spoilers! That's later. Spoilers. Cutest photo ever, by the way. Oh my God. Yeah, if you don't follow Kristen Ritter on Instagram, what are you doing?
If you don't follow Kristen Ritter,
I want Kristen
you can
Ritter
follow just about any other Marvel account and see that picture because it has made the rounds.
Follow Kristen. Yeah, follow Kristen because I want her to teach me how to knit and to write a book and all good stuff Kristen Ritter does.
Well, I
that was
Charlie
a cute little scene though.
Anyways.
You want Charlie to give you what?
I want Charlie to give me documentary recommendations. Because evidently that's what he does.
He does. What was the other one besides the Oasis? Yarn or something like that? The other...
I don't remember.
He told her some knitting documentary to watch.
Yeah.
So Luke... I mean, Jessica and Matt have the cute little exchange in the... You know, he's tries to tell her, like... You can really tell me anything. Anything freaky at all. Anything.
And she's like, no.
No, you weirdo.
Yeah. And then the rest of the episode
know you.
Is
you
Matt
weirdo,
stalking
no.
Jessica. Matt stalking Jessica. Jessica stalking Matt. Matt climbing and doing acrobatics just for the hell of it. Like, why the hell did he do his
In
acrobatics?
The-
While she was watching, he knew she was there.
Because he knew she was there.
But then he was upset that she had pictures. And I heard that camera click, so I knew he heard the camera click. He had to have.
Yes. Yes, he knows. I think he knew exactly what he was doing.
And then at the end, when he bashes the camera, I don't think he understands how SD cards work. And how digital photography. But I mean, Jessica played
along. What if he had heard it click? What if he had heard it click, though, and, like, thought it was a camera? And you know how you can turn on your shutter for your phone? What if it was on her, like, phone the whole time?
Right.
See, I mean, in my head, she has... She has those pictures on her computer anyway, in my head.
Right, exactly.
Already.
Exactly. She
it was a great
the
moment,
first
though.
Thing
Matt.
She did was backed up that stuff. And then when he destroyed her camera, it was just destroying a nice camera. He doesn't understand how modern digital photography works.
It was so great. It was a great moment, Matt. We'll give it to you. We'll give it to you, Matt. Yeah. We'll let you have that one.
Yeah, he gets that one.
He gets that one. This is the one where we find out how the black sky was made, too.
Oh, my God. That montage went on forever. I timed it. It was 17 minutes of Electra.
It was a lot.
And Alexandra.
It was a lot.
And it was good. I'm glad we got a lot of it.
No, it was because she was so, when she comes out of the egg, like all syrupy and stuff out of the egg, because it did look like she was covered in syrup and shit, she's so childlike.
She's like a goddamn demon child.
I mean, I think the fight stuff we could, huh?
She was a demon child.
She what?
She was a demon child.
A demon child?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was so just... Oh God, she was so sweet and precious to me. But the fight scenes were a little like to me that went on. Okay, we get it.
She can fight.
We do get that. Like, yeah. And then the big one at the end, they just cut the lights off. And then they flip them back on,
in
and
the dark.
Dead.
That's the important part. She can fight in the dark.
She's a weapon. The black sky is a weapon.
Yes.
But I can't say this is just the beginning. But I cannot say enough good things about Ella the Young and the way she plays Electra.
Yeah.
I love Electra.
She's gorgeous and she's wonderful and I love her.
And I want to look as good as Zombie Electra. I wrote that down. That was one of my things I wrote down.
Don't we all?
Because Zombie Electra, like even laying there and when they, like, we had the black sky, she was still gorgeous. Before they wrapped her in all the red stuff and, like, painted her nails and put her in the egg. Oh, my God. Then when she gets up, it's like, I know you're hungry, and they, like, pass her the bowl. And I was like, is that like a, why can't she have, like, a real meal? Y'all gave her, like, a tiny bowl of, like, either noodles or cereal or something.
Well, maybe.
What if?
I mean, maybe getting your digestive system back on track after you're dead, it probably is pretty sensitive.
She's probably very important, right? But, yeah, not too much.
She's got to pass all that embalming fluid, and then, like.
And the juice and the stuff that we'll find out about later, the stuff. But Alexandra tells her, you know, she introduces herself and she tells Electra, you are everything. And again, we still don't really have a definition of what the black sky is. Not really. But Electra is that. She's the black sky. She calls Electra in. Then we go back to the present day now, and she's got Stick. And she's kind of like, where's the Iron Fist? That's the whole thing. Is bringing Stick in is, where's the Iron Fist?
Stick should have just been like, yeah, I mean, there's 14 people that you killed. They knew, but I didn't. So, tough luck, lady.
Right.
And then she'd
and she
off
brings
his head
in Electra, and she brings in Electra, which I was that just to fuck with him, because Electra didn't even try like to kill, like I don't know. And anyway, Stick chops his hand off, and that's cool, and gets away and scurries up like the brick wall through the vent.
Yeah,
because he's fucking Stick. Because he's fucking Stick. Because he's fucking Stick.
Like, he doesn't even hesitate before chopping off his hand.
No, he takes that thing and twists it around and.
I mean, like, taking on Electra and Alexandra while still chained to a pole. Just.
Yeah. Stick's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stick's a bad, which makes me again think, why didn't you do more to, like, have him under control? But.
Yeah. My favorite tweet on that, which I didn't retweet because I found it a little bit spoilery, was somebody that was like, after Stick's performance in episode 3, we should really give him a hand.
Yes. Yeah, which again, that was, would we pretty much, somebody pointed that out in the trailer. So even though we didn't know for sure, it was something we thought could be coming.
But I had forgotten about it, so that one was okay.
I did not see. I didn't, but I wasn't sure, so it was still kind of impactful to me. I was like, oh fuck, he did. Like, because you even knowing that he was missing a hand, you were like, how does he come to miss a hand? He chopped his hand off.
Yeah, like it was not in my mind when he did it. Like right after he did it, I was like, oh, I remember that theory that he was missing a hand.
Yeah,
but like it wasn't like he was tied to the pole, and I was like, oh, he's going to get off by chopping his hand. To me, those are two different experiences.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, the big conversation between Luke and Danny.
I love Luke those two.
Because, you know, Luke comes home after getting, like, punched by the Iron Fist. And, of course, that's when Claire puts two and two together. Because he's like, I think his fist glowed. And Claire's like, hey, it's somebody you need to meet. And we're like, who is that? Who could that be? And they have the best conversation ever.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I feel like Luke just sort of called out Danny's privilege. And
yeah.
It
was, yeah, totally. Cool. It's what he needed to hear, because he was going about what he was doing in such a reckless, crazy kind of stupid way, the way he was running around just trying to track people. And yeah, you know, and Luke, like, you could have made a difference not even using the Iron Fist.
Yeah.
And Danny's like, what? Of course, it doesn't go quite that way. They're like, no. I don't want to hear it from you, and I don't want to hear anything from you, and this is not going to work, and bye.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, poor Danny.
I want them to be best friends.
But they do. They get one, and he meditates, and then he puts on his suit, and then he goes, and he's like, I'm going to tell you how it is, and Alexandra's like, ha-ha, well, that's, you're cute.
Yeah, because that's when Colleen is kind of like, you're going to do what? Again, yeah. We get the, you're not a businessman. And Danny's like, hold on, I'm going to make a phone call. And they go to Rand. And the only thing I'm disappointed about when they go to Rand is there's no Ward Meacham.
I know. Because he's on vacation, that Shelby.
No, he was on a business trip.
Okay, he was on business.
That's balls. That's balls. But where's Joy? That was also balls. But maybe Joy's gone, whatever. Yeah, so Danny goes in, and I love it when he says, when he goes in, I'm Daniel Rand of Rand Enterprises, and this dude at the front desk is like, okay, what are you here for? I'm here to meet the CEOs of Midland Circle. Are they expecting you? Not like this. That's my favorite! Not like Danny Rand.
But I loved that as much. I loved it even more when he's up there and Alexandra's just like, do we look like we're hiding? Like,
no,
nice monologue, but we know who you are.
Well, even
God, you're here.
Even in his monologue, and I thought he was going to like stick to it. Like, I'm Danny Rand, and we're going to sue the fuck out of you because Rand Enterprises has all this shit on you. And I thought he's going to stick to it, and it still went to, you killed my parents. I'm the immortal Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's so precious.
Poor little Danny. But he started a fight, and it was a really good fight, and it brought all the defenders together. So, way to go, Danny.
It was so great because that fight in the boardroom, even just Danny to start with was so fun to me. And then when Luke, you know, plows through the door, oh my god, there's a couple of scenes where they're standing there next to each other.
I know.
I might have cried. I might have teared up because it's, Danny's like, oh, punching's okay now. Luke's like throwing people against the wall. Oh, it's complicated. And at the same time,
they just fall right into Luke and Danny.
You know, Matt's down there and Jessica, they're having their little, after the camera smash, that's when Matt hears the gunshots and grabs Jessica's scarf, and he this is the funniest part to me, he's like, he heads one way and she heads, which is something else I think you pointed out, like you talked about, like, was that she's gonna take the elevator.
Yeah.
And Matt was gonna parkour like through the whole building.
He like parkoured up a whole like skyscraper, and then he gets to the top and he's no more out of breath than her. Like, come on, guys.
He's in shape. Hey, he's in shape. You know, and that's when we get the great line of, you look like an asshole.
And I like that it was asshole this time.
Yes. Yeah. And that's when they meet up in the hallway and everybody's like, oh, hey, Jessica. Hey, Luke. Who's that? Oh, that's so-and-so. Who's that? you know, and then that's when Matt's like, hold up, motherfuckers. Something's coming. Yeah.
And then he fights Elektra, but he doesn't know she's Elektra.
Until the end when he's like, Elektra? Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. What a mind fuck. Oh my god.
Yeah.
You know? That's after Danny like powers up his little fist and like keeps Matt from like being a Matt kebab on the end of the little blah 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 blah, blah sword that she's got.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The Matt kebab, you know, would have sucked.
Because she throws him into like the shelf with all the papers fly and he's laying there, and that's when he's like tilts his little head and he's like, huh. Elektra? And she does stand there for a minute and like, hmm. And then Danny comes in and saves the day and punches her through a wall. And then they leave. And then they get in the elevator and like, who are you guys? Oh!
And then they're best friends forever.
Oh! Best friends forever. Yeah.
So yeah.
That was fun.
I did.
That was fucking fun. So, and you knew where it was going from there. Then, now you're like, okay, we're off and running.
Yeah.
Because, you know, next comes the Chinese... Oops, spoiler. Next comes the spoiler.
Well, I mean... if you didn't know, there's a Chinese restaurant. Why are you even here? But
if you never watched any of the trailers and any of Defenders, you don't know, and you don't follow the Defenders account or anybody on Twitter.
Yeah. So, anyways, at this point, I was really glad they came together this quickly. Because I was worried, there was a lot of talk about them taking 4 episodes to come together. And I was like...
Well, so you didn't think 3 was too long? Because I've seen some people say that 3 was too long.
No. Because you needed one. I mean, you had to have episode 1 to introduce everybody. And I thought they were really efficient in that.
It didn't bother me at all. Also, the episodes didn't drag like 1 hour and 2 and 3 minutes. Like, there's... Right. I don't know which one... Out of the 3, one's like 45 minutes. So, you know, yeah. It wasn't a lot of like hour plus long episodes. So, and yeah, it was fine with me too.
You know, yeah. And by the end of the 2nd episode, you had Matt and Jessica and you had Luke and Danny. So,
yes.
You know, for them to all be together by the end of the 3rd, that was faster than I was expecting. And I think it all came about very nicely. So.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We kind of skipped over how Luke got there with the lotto tickets thing, which took me like, again, like 3 times watching it before I realized that the boy is telling him like lotto tickets because of the box with the thing in it with the Midland circle.
Yeah.
I'm slow sometimes, people. I'm slow on shit. Okay. I'm slow.
I guess like here in a few months, we'll finally have caught everything.
Oh my god, this is the most brilliant show ever.
Yeah.
I'm just super slow. But it's because you're excited about all the other stuff, I think, that you miss and you don't care. Like, I didn't care how they got together. I don't give a shit how they end up all at Midland Circle. I just wanted them to be there.
Yeah.
I love Jessica's line too. I'll punch you so hard you'll see. That was.
Yes. I mean, Jessica and Matt and Luke and Danny, just both of them, they were so much fun together.
So, who do you think in this episode? Who's the star of this episode for you? Who do you think?
3.
Yeah. Let's do 2.
Okay. 2.
Or 2 and 3. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. 2. I'm trying to think. 2. Episode 2. Okay, Foggy. I got it in my head. I know who. Yes, I agree.
Okay.
Foggy's this, yes. Yeah. 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 So, okay, episode 3.
Episode 3.
Okay, I got mine.
Elektra.
I see, I'm going with Danny.
Okay.
I'm going with Danny. But, I mean, I it could have just as easily been Elektra, too. I go with Danny only because he did step up as Danny Rand.
Yeah.
Get all the shit, get the shit storm flying.
Yeah.
Or we could say Stix. Stix also. Maybe Stix my MVP. Because he shows up at the dojo too, you know, like because I was like, oh shit, Bakudo is already at the dojo. God damn it, I hate Bakudo. Ugh.
Yeah.
I did not expect it to be Stick.
I didn't either. And I didn't expect him to survive Colleen, really. I kind of expected Stick to walk in, Colleen to be like, ah! And kill him, and that'd just be the end of Stick. It would have been really anticlimactic. It would have meant a lot of stuff we saw in trailers didn't happen, but I didn't expect them to just hang out and have tea.
I would have loved to have seen like the after scene of that, though, too. Like, how did he, here's a one-handed blind ninja showing up looking for Danny.
Yeah.
That's not weird. Which I guess in Colleen's life, it's not. In Danny's life, that's not weird at all. But I was happy it was not Bakudo, because I'm not a Bakudo fan. So, anything else awesome that you want to talk about? Besides just the awesomeness of it all?
No, I think I'm good. No? Do you have anything else you need to talk about?
No, I don't know. I'm trying to, I think that's pretty much it, because we haven't really got, we're just now beginning the story.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There's a lot. There's so much more, goodness to come.
Yeah.
So,
well.
So much more. Because, see, next time we're going to do 4, 5, 6.
4, 5, 6. Yeah.
4, 5, 6. And I'll try to do better and just, get a summary so I don't, go into all this, scene-by-scene shit. Because I know it annoys the hell out of you.
It does.
But I don't... If you would come prepared with a summary, I wouldn't have to do this.
I can do it. I can come prepared I can do that.
Okay. Okay, do that. And then I can just hit my high points. But this is the only way I know to stay on track without going, and then bloop, bloop, bloop happened. So,
I could come with a summary. Yeah.
Can I do that for? I can. Yes. Do the summary for the next 3 episodes, all in one thing, and then we'll run with it. We'll hit the high points then. All
right.
We'll hit all the things that made Shelby squee with delight.
Sounds good.
Because there was a lot of squeeing going on in this show. So much squee. So today we got the Punisher account finally came awake, okay? And put the trailer out again with a date blocked out. What are they doing, Rhiannon? What are they doing?
Well, one guess is it's blacked out because it's Black Friday.
What the fuck?
Because what we all want after dealing with our grandmothers on Thanksgiving is to shoot somebody.
Well, we did want it to be Franksgiving, so.
True. True.
Huh.
Okay. I mean, that's just
okay.
One...
See, I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I seriously, sent it to some folks. I sent it to the MCU Exchange folks and was like, is this one of those things? Because sometimes there are emojis that just don't show up right on my phone.
Yeah.
And, I have a much more modern phone now, but, back in the day when you used to use emojis all the time, and I vehemently never used emojis, it was because emojis showed up as little black boxes
it would show
on
up
my phone. So I was like...
Yes, I did the same thing.
Yeah, I'm just like, maybe these are emojis that I just can't see. It's like this eclipse prank that I posted on Facebook that's like, see if your eyes were damaged in the eclipse, and you go, and the website is all blurry.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I feel
like
they did that to me.
Yeah, I did the same thing, except I didn't ask anybody else. I oh my God, what the hell? I was like, what if this tweet's not showing up right? Let me play the trailer. Maybe it's at the end of the trailer.
Yeah.
Surely there's a date. And no, there was no date.
And I felt awful because I played the trailer and I was like, I have no idea if this is different than what came out.
Because what?
I played the trailer and I was like, I have no idea if this is different than what came out before. I don't remember that other one, so I don't know if this is different.
No, it was the same. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Evidently,
I think
it was
the same.
Slightly different. Just slightly.
Yeah, there was a new new picture that came out today of him in the full Punisher armor thing and stuff. But yeah, well, they're digging with us real good. Good job, Netflix, Marvel.
Yeah.
You know we're gonna watch it. You know we are. Just tell us when it's coming out.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Because it's Black Friday. Okay, September, October. So it's 3 months out. Okay. I mean, I think that's plenty of time for us to get pumped. So just go ahead and tell us.
Yeah.
Or at least tell us when you're going to tell us. We eat that shit up. If you'll just tell us. We're gonna tell you what we're gonna tell you in like 7 days.
Give us a teaser.
Do that.
Of an announcement. Of a teaser.
Yes.
For the announcement. Of
you do
a
it
trailer.
And then let us know. Yes, and then let us know that New York Comic Con is gonna be all Punisher and we're gonna get to see like the first two episodes anyways, people.
Yes.
And yeah. Okay. And oh, and some cool one more thing, and some cool posters for the Inhumans came out today.
Those
were cool.
They were very cool.
I'm trying to remain positive. Those were cool.
Yeah, the big
that
detail
was not
on those is
one
that
for
you
the
can see...
score one for the...
Yeah, the big detail on those is you can see Gorgon's hooves.
Okay. I didn't really pull up his. I'm in love with Medusa, so I was really just staring at Medusa and Black Bolt, but those were cool, which was not there was some weird article that had come out yesterday with all their pictures. It was weird. This was a good day for Inhumans. Good
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
Better that, than weird
that weird
photo
Brady Bunch
thing.
Photo.
Yeah. So good. Yeah. It's been a good Monday. Eclipse Monday. Total
yeah.
eclipse of the Defenders.
I mean, this is totally not getting uploaded until at least Tuesday, if not Wednesday, Thursday. But yeah,
that's fine. It'll be fine. By then, I'm sure the Inhumans will have done something to disappoint us. But it was a good day today.
We'll just end this on a positive note. Yeah.
It was one more fucking thing. Hold on. Let me go back. Inhumans. Shit, I had it in my head.
So meanwhile, I am definitely not seeing Inhumans in IMAX because.
Oh,
like
are you like
two,
me?
It's like 2 hours to see it in Albany, and then the next closest one is in Canada.
Oh. So how far is Canada?
Pretty close.
Is it 2 hours?
Pretty close.
Oh.
Yeah, 2 hours. Yeah, I'm probably the biggest close city to here is Montreal. But my passport's kind of almost expired. I don't know if they would let me across the border.
You're like, please, I just want to go see Inhumans. And they're like, what? You're a terrorist. No, you can't come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not definitely not driving 2 hours to see it. I think if there was a big group of us that wanted to go, maybe, but for like three of us, no. No, I'd rather like just stay here and just rewatch Defenders for like the 48th time by then or something. Did you see the article where they were talking about Iron Fist was the second most, what was the thing? Like something like second most watched
no, it
Marvel
wasn't. It was
show
like the
in like the whole series
in
30 days or something like that.
That was out a while ago. There was something on that, but this one was
like
highest
oh.
rated on Netflix. And I think that's why
I'm like losing
watch
you.
It. It's like the second highest rated on Netflix. And that's where like when people finish watching the series, then they say like, oh, you know, 5 stars or whatever.
Yeah, something about this. Yeah, it's something about two finishing the series, though. It's something like you're viewing over the 30 days or something. And but I was like, yay, Danny Rand. Yay for you. Hey, Danny, all the Danny hate, go away with the Danny haters.
Yes.
Danny love, all the love. So it does make me wonder what will come out, what will leak out over the next few days about Defenders. Because you know Netflix is, they don't share, but they can't wait to share that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they tell us like, all 70 million Netflix subscribers watch Defenders 8 times.
All 70 million Netflix subscribers, or we might have that wrong. It might have been 7, watched it 10 million times.
Yes. Yeah. So I can't wait for that shit. And I hope it comes with a, hey, Defender Season 2 is coming. in 2028.
Dude, as long as they don't end every season like they ended this one.
As long as we keep getting them, I don't care.
Yeah. All right. Well, I had to turn my AC off to record this, and I am about to roast.
You are what? Are you hot?
Yeah, I had to turn the air conditioning off to record this because it's loud.
I know, but for you to be hot, are you hot? That's what I'm like. Oh my god, are you hot?
I'm roasting.
Holy shit!
I'm roasting.
Oh my god! Oh my god! No, we can't let this happen. No.
Okay.
Go. All turn right. on the air. It's 58 degrees. Okay.
All right. Next time we'll be back with.
Talk to you later, people.
All right. Bye.
More.